This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden will get an up-close view of the Ukrainian refugee crisis Friday when he heads to Poland, which has taken in more than 2 million people fleeing Russian forces across the border. His trip comes after an emergency NATO summit in Brussels. Biden said there will be a Western military response if Russia uses chemical weapons in Ukraine. Responding to a reporter's question, Biden said whether or not you're asking whether NATO would cross into Ukraine to confront Russian forces, we'd make that decision at the time. The president said at the headquarters of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, Russia should be removed from the G20 major economies, and that Ukraine will be allowed to attend G20 meetings. Biden also said more humanitarian assistance for Ukraine is on the way.
I'm announcing the United States is prepared to commit more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to help get relief to millions of Ukrainians affected by the war in Ukraine. Many Ukrainian refugees will wish to stay in Europe, closer to their homes. But we've also will welcome 100,000 Ukrainians to the United States with a focus on reuniting families.
After addressing the NATO summit via remote, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his military needed fighter jets, tanks, improved air and sea defense systems, as he warned Russia would attack NATO member Poland and other Eastern European countries. A White House statement issued Thursday said, between now and the NATO summit in June, we will develop plans for additional forces and capabilities to strengthen NATO's defenses. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. and Russian, U.S. and British officials, that is, on Thursday accused the Russian government of running a years-long campaign to hack into critical infrastructure, including an American nuclear plant and a Saudi oil refinery. The announcement was paired with the unsealing of criminal charges against four Russian government officials whom the U.S. Department of Justice accused of carrying out two major hacking operations aimed at the global energy sector. Prosecutors say thousands of computers in 135 countries were affected between 2012 and 2018. In other news, Canada will increase its defense spending, according to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Thursday announcing new sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. After the NATO summit in Brussels, Trudeau told reporters that Canada will be increasing pressure by sanctioning 160 members of Russian Federation Council who facilitated the invasion of Ukraine. A U.S. congressman has been found guilty on federal campaign probe involving a Nigerian billionaire. We get more on that story from Mike Gracia.
U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska was convicted Thursday of lying to federal authorities about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his campaign from a foreign national. A federal jury in Los Angeles delivered the verdict after about 2 hours of deliberation. Fortenberry, a nine-term Republican, was found guilty of one count of falsifying and concealing material facts and two counts of making false statements. Each count carries a potential five-year prison sentence and fines. The 61-year-old Fortenberry was charged after sitting for two interviews with FBI agents who were investigating the donor, Gilbert Chiguri, a Nigerian billionaire of Lebanese descent. The judge set June 28th as the sentencing date. I'm Mike Rossian.
Ethiopia's government on Thursday declared an indefinite humanitarian truce, effective immediately, saying it hoped to help hasten delivery of emergency aid into the Tigray region, where hundreds of thousands face starvation. Since war broke out in the northern Ethiopia area in November of 2020, thousands have died and many more have been forced to flee their homes as the conflict has expanded from Tigray to the neighboring regions of Amhara. The conflict erupted when the Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops into Tigray to topple the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the region's former ruling party, saying the move came in response to the rebel attacks on army camps. For more news, join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.